Hey there, beauty business empire builders. Do you not love doing some of the tasks that are definitely not optional to keep your business going? Same. Are you tired of spending what should be your time off from working in your business, working on your business? What if I told you that there's a way to save hundreds, at least, hours a year and thousands of dollars a month and have experts working on your business 10 times more than you are now, while you spend your time doing literally whatever you want instead? I have been working feverishly, excitedly, every other wild adjective behind the scenes to help bring the future to you. Introducing the Beauty Business AI Lab. It is your one-stop shop for all things ChatGPT. So wait a second. If you're rolling your eyes and you don't even know what ChatGPT is, listen up. It is really not complicated. It's an incredible AI tool that can help you with marketing, content creation, even pricing strategies. But we know that it can sometimes feel overwhelming because you have I have to learn a whole other thing on my own. But guess what? I've got you and I can show you how to do it in literally minutes. It's so easy. But here's the thing. No matter how amazing it is, if you don't know how to prompt it, ChatGPT, that just means tell it exactly how to give you the best information or the result that you're asking for, it's not going to impress you very much. And you could accidentally get left light years behind your competition. That's why I created the Beauty Business AI Lab. It's a place where you can get all the support you need to get the most out of ChatGPT. I've created copy and paste and tested prompts to help you supercharge your beauty business and take it to the next level. I'll show you how to use ChatGPT as a personal pricing strategist and 24/7 beauty business money guide, also as a branding strategist, a marketing strategist, copywriter, TikTok strategist, whatever you need, and it's all tailored specifically for the beauty business. So whether you are a seasoned entrepreneur or you're just starting out, the Beauty Business AI Lab is the perfect solution to help you grow and thrive. Don't miss out on this opportunity to take your business to the next level with the help of ChatGPT. Independent artists and salon owners alike will find business transforming value in the power of ChatGPT. So get instant access to the Beauty Business AI Lab today at shampoosociety.com. I don't know why more people aren't talking about this, to be honest, but here's the thing. If you're not using AI in your beauty business, whether you're behind the chair, behind the bed, or you are an educator or a coach, you're missing out big time. And if you have played around with it and you're not impressed, I promise you, you're not using it right. I promise you, this is here. This is going to change everything. It is the biggest disruption we've seen basically ever. And I want to talk about it specifically for our industry and things you can do with it. And you know what? This is going to be probably definitely an ongoing topic because there's so much and it's so rapidly evolving. Don't miss the rest of this episode. I'm Jen, and this is the Independent Stylist Podcast. So I did a free class yesterday, and you can get the replay right now at shampoosociety.com. It's totally free. You can watch it instantly. And I talked about all the things that AI can do for your beauty business. Like I said, whether you're behind the chair or you're a coach or an educator, you need to get on this because it's freaking amazing. It can save you so much time, so much money, so much creative energy. And it's just, I don't know, it's mind blowing. So ChatGPT is really what I want to talk about today. It's the newest open AI model. It came out March 14th. It's the upgrade from GPT 3.5. You can still use either. ChatGPT 4 is $20 a month. The newer model is expected to have even more human-like text generation. It can understand sarcasm, idiomatic expressions, and it's also able to understand images, and it can process over 8 times as many words as its predecessor. So it's basically and this is a really rough analogy, but just to give it some context, an iPhone 6 versus an iPhone 14. Both awesome if you have not had either before. So if that makes sense, then I hope I'm making sense, right? But this is something that a lot of times people are thinking I'm behind the chair. I don't really need something. This is more like a behind the desk thing. No, this is for everybody. And it's not just to write social media captions at all. You can totally do that with it. And I absolutely suggest trying. But if you're thinking like that's all it's for, no, 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 no. So you can do so much more than write captions with it. You can use it to write an email to send to your clients to remind them to book. You can use it to write an email to send to your clients to talk about a product that you have an affiliate link for. And if you're not using affiliate links for retail, I strongly suggest at least checking that out. You can have it write your website for you. You can have it give you an outline for your website. And again, a lot of this stuff, you're going to want to tweak it a little bit or a lot yourself, but it is so much better than starting with a blank page. And you prompt it. You can tell it. I am a hairstylist. I serve women from 24 to 35 who want extensions, and I live in Tampa, Florida, and I'm trying to pull clients from blah, 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 these areas. Like, you can feed it all the context you want, and it is life-changing. It's life-changing because there are scripts out there. I even have scripts in my bundles as bonuses that you can use for social media. But, and I do think in a way it's still good to have those kind of scripts. Like, if you have no idea how to write copy, just have a basic understanding of copywriting. Some scripts will help you. However, you can get super detailed because I've bought scripts online to help me with my business, like caption template kind of scripts, and they're good, but they're super, super generic. So I still have to sit there and edit them anyway. So think about this. If you use just ChatGPT and you understand how to prompt it, which is saying, I'm a hairstylist, I want a caption for social media, I want a video script for TikTok, I want content ideas for Pinterest, whatever it is that you're doing, that you're telling it, if you combine that with other information so you have a little bit more of an idea of what you're doing when it comes to writing, you're unstoppable. If you start from nothing with just the free version of ChatGPT and you don't know anything about copywriting, you're still going to be ahead of the game because look where people were, you know, before the first one came out, before ChatGPT 3.5 came out in November, which was like, what, 4 months ago, people were, had nothing. You could either try to figure it out, you could take expensive classes to learn how to be a copywriter, or you could pay a copywriter $500 to $1,500 a page for your website. You know what I'm saying? This is great. It is giving you options. And that's what I was saying before in that reel that I posted. If you haven't seen it on Instagram, watch how entrepreneurs react to disruption. Watch it. Because this is something, it is a huge disruptor. It can change the face of everything that we know as business owners. And I'll tell you what, I asked it how to formulate something for me yesterday. I asked it how to formulate a mushroom dark blonde with Shades EQ, and I gave it a base level, and what it gave, it told me 6NB and 6T, which depending on what kind of color you use and where your base color starts and exactly what you're trying to get, you may or may not agree with that. But can we all agree on the fact that it gave me something pretty darn close, and it was ChatGPT-4 was just released March 14th. Imagine where it's going to be in June or August or a year from now. Think about all of the crazy things that could happen in our industry because of this. It can recognize photos. I honestly am going to say right now and predict that there's going to be a point where you can put somebody's before photo in and put their inspiration photo in and feed it some questions, and it's going to be able to give you a step-by-step and a formula. It is absolutely possible and incredibly highly probable that this is where we're going. So think about that. If you're an educator, how are you going to adapt to this? To me, if you're immediately like, oh, this is terrible, it's going to ruin everything, that's a scarcity-based mindset. That is a fear-based mindset. Instead, frame it in your head of, this is amazing. So many more people are going to have access to information, to better information. You know what? Are there going to be some bad, you know, some, sorry, I can't talk, some bits of bad information that come out of there? Yeah, but I mean, have we ever seen like TikTok or YouTube of people talking about what they do to hair and stylists looking at it, even other stylists? I've seen y'all and what people do and what they say to each other. They're very quick to say, I wouldn't do that, I would do that. And as long as you understand what it is and take it with a grain of salt, which I think you should take most things, you know what I'm saying? It's not a bad thing. I want you to look at it proactively, no matter what your role in this industry is right now or where you want to go. Look at AI as something that is going to help you and it's going to help the people that you want to serve. Okay? If you have that mindset, everything is going to be different. I saw a creator, she posted something. Oh, she bought like an AI headshot package. And so you just upload a couple of photos of yourself and it spits them out. It spits them back out in 24 hours. I actually went and bought it because I was just very curious to see. And it spits out 20 or 30 something head, like professional looking headshots. And I thought it was really interesting and I'm curious. And I was reading the comments under it and people were like, this is so sad. This is taking money away from small businesses and other photographers, and you'll never match what this could be, you know, with a real photographer. And it's like, to me, I'm like, yeah, duh. Like, that's a no-brainer. Of course it's not. However, flip the mindset. Flip your mindset. Think about, even if you are a photographer, flip your mindset and think about, oh my gosh, there might be somebody, what's a headshot? A headshot session nowadays, 25 to $4,000, depending on who you hire. You know, a mini branding session is going to be at least $1,000 by the time they come to you, they set up, and as it should be, because it's their time and their energy. They go back and edit. They've got, one of my best friends is a photographer, so I know what's involved. There's nothing wrong with what they charge, but think about this, okay? How many people that could never right now at whatever stage or season of their life that they're in afford a headshot session like that? How many people are working on like a side hustle and they're just really, really, really busy, and or they don't have the money and they just get a few nice headshots? They're maybe, of course, they're not going to be as good as getting like real ones from a photographer, but they're enough, you know? And what is that gonna do for them to give them a little bit better of a presence online? What's it gonna do for their confidence? Because they feel like, okay, I've got a decent headshot, at least on my website now. I look a little bit more like I'm legit and I paid $20 instead of $2,500. All that's gonna happen is they're gonna get from point A to point D or whatever it is in their timeline where they can then afford, whether it's monetarily, time, confidence, whatever, to then go work with a professional photographer at some point. It's ultimately going to bring them photographers, I think, more business if you're talking about it in the headshot scenario, you know? So it's all about your mindset. If you're teaching hair like formula and application and technique and all of that stuff, I do think, I said 6 months, it could be longer than that. We're a ways off from it, but I would start thinking about it now. How could you use those technologies in your business to serve your people better? There's an app out there for sure. There's multiple ones. There's probably ones, actually there are already ones. Listen to me, I know all about AI. Already in the works where you can put your picture and it'll show you different hairstyles. But think about that when actual like educators get their hands on it to show head shape and form and finger angle and body angle and all those kinds of things. There's so many possibilities there that if you take away the fear and don't look at AI as competition, and look at it as a tool in your tool belt that can revolutionize your business, it is a way better feeling And it's a way better reality that you're going to have instead of looking at it from a super like reactive state where you're like, this is going to ruin everything. Everybody's captions and websites are all going to be the same. No, they're not. They're not. And the people that do that, that just go in and they prompt the AI, I'm a hairdresser, write me a caption for my clients. Or they even tweak it a little bit and say, I'm a hairdresser, I need a caption for clients that want highlights or something like that. Even if they prompt it perfectly, the way that like I would tell them to prompt it, and it spits something back out, and that's their only method for making captions and every piece of copy that they put out there, blog post, everything, they're not gonna have an original brand voice. So you don't have to worry about AI like stealing your shine, you know? Still, nobody can replace you and your original thoughts getting in front of a camera, getting behind the keyboard and adding just ever so slightly, whatever it is, your touch of personality as much as you want. Someday that might be coming, but we're not even close to there yet. So we'll worry about that when it's even like maybe an issue. But if you are not on ChatGPT, try it out. Like I said, I had a lot of people in the class yesterday. I shouldn't say a lot. A couple of people said that they were using the free version, which is 3.5, and it was giving them good captions. I've got another episode coming up later this week that is a surprise that you'll hear. And the stylist I was talking to told me she asked it to give her marriage advice. And you'll die when you hear what it told her. But there's just so much, guys. I really want every single one of you that is listening to this right now to commit to learning how AI can serve you, make your business and your life better. Because I know I'm sounding like a broken record. It's not going anywhere. It's just not. And I'm going to give you right now some of the things, just like real quick, high level overview of what it can do. You can have it give an outline for a podcast episode. Was I reading bullet points for this that AI generated? Maybe, maybe not. Did I use a couple? Yes. You know, you can have it, you can tell it something like, again, you craft your prompts, and I go way deeper into that in the free class, but you tell it something and then you can say, create a TikTok strategy for me. Create a strategy for videos, create an interesting subject line, you know, a curiosity-based subject line to get my clients to open an email, create a business plan. You can have, and I think this is more just in GPT-4, you can tell that to write you a business plan and it'll do it, you know, and you can have it. This is where it gets dicey. Like some people say the data is old. I had it give me some data about the hair industry as it pertains to the recession. And everything it gave me was as only as recent as 2021. That's not always true. But when it comes to the hair industry, the data is always a little bit sketch anyway. So it's not terrible, but it's not 100%. So what I'm saying is I wouldn't use it like and trust every single piece of data that it gives you yet. But is it an amazing place to start? Yes. Ask it where to go to get the most accurate data that you need. Ask it how to compile an analysis of all of the likes and pain points and potential objections that your clients might have when it comes to booking an appointment with you. Whether you're a stylist, an esthetician, or a coach, it's gonna learn exactly what you do, and it's going to keep getting better. So when you ask it to spit out some talking points, like if you're just asking it, hey, I want to make a Instagram live today and I want to talk about purple shampoo. I don't know why I always grab that because it's just easy for context. And I want to talk about why it's bad. It'll give you a list. And if you say, I want to talk about when to use it, it'll give you a list. So I do naturally curly hair and summer's coming up, and give me an outline of something I can talk about on an Instagram live or make a YouTube short and talk about what people can do to get their hair ready for summer, or what they can do, you know, going into winter, to how the climate changes. There are so many things. And again, is it going to spit you out something that you're going to read verbatim? Probably not, especially when it comes to something that detailed. Is it going to give you a ton of ideas and make your content creation process a lot easier? Yes. Yes, it really is. It really, really, really is. So go ahead, go start messing with ChatGPT. Like I said, it's not just to make social media captions. You can do that for freaking sure, but you can do so much more with it. And tune back in. If you're not following my podcast, follow it. If you're not following me on Instagram or TikTok, follow me. Independent stylist Jennifer Kenny, both platforms and Pinterest and YouTube, everywhere. Follow me if you want to know more about how AI can help change your business and your life for the better. I will keep giving you updates about it. So go do it and have an awesome rest of your week. Bye, guys.